He's a city attorney, so he's going to give you a legal opinion.
My main issue is the safety issue.
We agree.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
I'm Reverend Dr. Deb Ferguson Graham. I'm the pastor at Faith Presbyterian Church. I reside in Greendale at 6029 Doyle Street.
No. Let's not do that. Pastor, please.
When we were approached with this proposal last year, our church governing body, called the session, spent a great deal of time talking with Mr. Rogers, talking among ourselves, talking with some of our neighbors who live right behind us, and did a lot of research about the safety of emissions that's been mentioned already. We discussed and prayed and talked with one another and decided that for us, this was both good stewardship of the approximately 6 acres of land that we have, in that most of us have cell phones and we all want better coverage, but also a very practical thing that, yes, we would receive revenue from this. We are a very small congregation of less than 100 members. We don't have a large budget, but we try very diligently to support this community. We are very active with the children at Pleasant View Elementary School, providing books for all the first graders, providing fresh fruit once a month for all the students, providing snacks for kids so that if they come to school hungry, teachers have something to feed them. We participate and are one of the sponsors of Franklin Night Out, and this is one of the things we enjoy doing, being a part of the community, supporting the community. We've had the Bluegrass Band, Big Cedar Bluegrass Band at our church. They were going to be here on Sunday, and we're delighted about that. We want to be supportive of the local community, and in order to do that, it takes money, of which we have little. We also want to further our mission beyond the local community and support mission co-workers who are in the former Soviet Union in Russia,
folks,
also in Taiwan, and also in Ukraine, doing things with children there. I understand concerns, but we are trying to be faithful to what God is encouraging us to do. And I know some people don't agree with that, but this is what our church council, after much deliberation, decided to do. It may not be ideal. It may be that in 5 years we say, no, we don't want to do this anymore, which we would have the right to do under the contract we've signed. And so we are hoping and praying that this will come to fruition, that the Planning Commission will pass on this to the City Council, and that it will be approved. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
My name is Carol Carvin. I live at 7050 Cypress Court. So this cell phone would be almost right in my backyard. I happen to be a member of Faith Presbyterian Church, and I admit when we first started talking about it, I wasn't crazy about it. And I know my neighbor Dave here, and my husband, they don't want it either. I really personally don't have a problem with it. I'm not crazy about where it is, but I agree with everything that Deb said. We are trying to be helpful and positive in this community. And personally, I don't really appreciate the sniggers that are coming from back there. I think it's very childish and very uncalled for. I do have a question. You talked about moving the cell tower to the middle of the property. I sure hope you'll let us know where that is before you go ahead and make those kinds of changes. Some people also questioned the health concerns. I have personally done a lot of research on this because it was one of my concerns as well. And if you go to the
the right sites, and I don't mean just the sites that say, oh, you're not going to, nothing's going to happen to you, but you go to the sites that are government sites or regulatory sites or other sites that are not just written by Joe Schmo, who doesn't like cell towers, you'll find that there really are no health issues unless you stand there hugging this tower for 8 hours a day. And I don't think anybody's going to do that. Plus, there's going to be like a 50-foot, I think it's a 50-foot fence around it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, no, I'm not crazy about where it is. We are concerned about our property values. But all these people out here who are doing their little sniggering and making comments back there and say, well, the church, I'm glad I don't belong to that church. I bet you can't call yourself a Christian either, because Christians don't do that.
Okay, anyone else?
My name is Nancy Lidke, and I live at 4310 West Putes Road. I'm not affected by the visuals of the cell tower. I am a member of Faith Presbyterian Church. The church is not greedy. It never has been. We survive on a budget of less than $90,000 a year. We pay 3 staff people with that money. We maintain the property. We provide food for needy people in the community. We have built a garden on the property to enhance fresh fruit and fresh vegetables for people in the community. My concern is that it's looked at as greed for us. The decision that I helped to make under a great deal of personal concern and strain is that we cannot do what God calls us to do at that church if we don't have the financial resources. And so the money that will come to this church is not profit. It's not going to go to superfluous activities. It's there to serve the community and the members of our congregation.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Good evening. It's raining.
God's not real happy.
Just as long as the hail stays away.
Yeah.
Phil, I'm sorry, your last name?
Byers.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
712 South, Pike Court. They mentioned before that they have to prove that there's no other available areas that they could build in. You go a little bit south and east across the street from the church, there's all kinds of open land over there with no buildings, no houses. They could build over there, and it wouldn't be affecting anybody's residential area.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Rogers, you get that? No, just did you hear it?
Yes, I heard that. But keep in mind that this is a site is to enhance the network we already have. Our network is at capacity with the existing towers that we have in the city of Franklin and the surrounding area. I understand the concerns. We've been doing this for 25 years, and there's always been a concern. However, we don't want to be the first cell phone company that's called when someone's 4-year-old is dying and they can't get a 911 call through because it's at capacity. So we try to stay a little bit ahead of the game because 4G and 5G is here, and it's getting bigger and bigger with data, photographs, texting. The network that we have right now is at maximum. We need additional sites to take that pass off the capacity that we already have.
I appreciate all that, but the gentleman's suggestion was a little farther south and a little farther east.
If I don't have a map with me, but we have several towers in Franklin, and this is just enhancing. We can't go on top of each other. We have to fill a void, and the void happens to be in this immediate area.
I think you're missing what I'm suggesting. This isn't that far. Take a look. Please. Alderman Wilhelm.
Alderman Wilhelm, 3rd District Representative, 3851 West College.
I got quite a bit of things to say here, so I hope you can allow me to finish the whole thing since I represent people here. In March, I noticed the residents, to the best of my ability, of the proposal, the possible proposal at that point, when I got an application, when they were looking at the historic aspects of it. I felt it was my job as an older person to let people know. I made phone calls. I did a newsletter. You know, everyone knows that I have a newsletter. Not everyone signs up for it. That's their choice. I did some email notices. I posted it on Facebook. It's still up there. I went to many adjacent doors, as well as approaching walkers in the neighborhood when I was knocking on doors. There was also public notice in the newspaper and via U.S. Mail to nearby residents. And I also talked to Senator Craig when he was here during his visit in this very same room about my concerns about the taking away the local power. The results of all of that were, and I sent Nick Fuchs, the planning department, a couple of the emails that I received. Some of them had a lot of personal information, so I didn't send those, but these were specific on concerns with location and other things. There were those that were strongly in favor, and I characterized as aggressive toward me, appeared to work somewhat in the industry as far as I could do my research on them. I didn't really appreciate that. My job was notification at that point, not opposing or in favor of the project. Those that were strongly opposed wanted it relocated to a non-residential area based on what they perceived as health concerns and aesthetics, both which I understand by reading the laws aren't things that the city can object to. No individuals, including myself, opposed the new tower facility based on coverage. All were based on the location. I spoke with staff and the health department early on, and that email is included in your packet. The person that gave the opinion on that admits controversy in the research of what the health aspects are. I am in no way a professional on that and cannot speak to that, but I'm only referring to the letter that's in the packet. I researched the concerns of the question of the FAA airspace. As some of you know, I used to work at General Mitchell. And wherein the precision approach at Mitchell Airport has a protected area of 50 to 1, meaning for every 50 feet from the runway threshold, there can be no obstructions higher than 1 foot, being over 2 miles out from that area. The impingement on the approach path would need to exceed 280 feet. And these are just rough guesstimates, Google Earth, things like that. And this height is 120 feet. So as the gentleman here said, that they have cleared that with the FAA, and there is not a concern there. So there's nothing we can do on that aspect. I spoke with staff about locating it away from other homes, like the gentleman just mentioned. Based on the concerns for the tower at fall and the ice fall. I've read the Wisconsin Council's write-up of the new laws that impacts local home rule on this matter. I've talked in detail with the city attorney, and I've read the statutes 66.0404 myself to see what we could do, and I know we are extremely limited. Page 4 of the council write up the evaluation of the research ring. I felt like this information is lacking. It says, a political subdivision may disapprove of an application if the applicant refuses to evaluate feasibility of collection within its search ring and to provide a sworn statement. The sworn statement is in the packet. I felt the search ring information was extremely lacking.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but that is the conversation that I just had with the applicant.
I'm just going through my points here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess I wanted to know, like others, why being located 5,000 to 6,000 feet away would not work. As noted in staff's write-up, that there are some towers that close. The applicant's sworn statement says, other U.S. cellular antenna sites surrounding this area are at or nearing their system capacity limits, and additional antenna sites required to offload the capacity from these to keep U.S. cellular networks operating at acceptable efficiencies and within customer expectations. That refers to U.S. cellular sites, towers. There are no existing structures in the area that could be utilized. I'm unclear if he means no existing structures that are U.S. cellular. So that is lacking data to me. If an application is to construct a new mobile service site, and this is in the packet, an explanation as to why the applicant chose the proposed location and why the applicant did not choose co-location, including the sworn statement. And it also talks about the applicant's search ring. I would expect to see a search ring map at minimum within the packet for you to review. I would ask that the Plan Commission, if they're going to not oppose this, require staff's recommendations on page 2.12 up front versus at the building permit.
Are you, Alderman, are you talking about the staff? Are you making the same error?
Recommendations on...
Okay, that's what I need to know. Recommendations for the ordinance.
Right, where they are requesting the information that you said you would provide. I would rather that instead of you approving this tonight, you get that information up front so you know that, because it's a lot harder to back off if you don't get the correct information or you're not happy with the information once you have it.
And you'll recall, Alderwoman, that that was the other conversation I had with him.
And I thank you for that, Mayor.
You're welcome.
And then last, I noticed that the fees cannot be in excess of $3,000 according to the state law, but we should, if we're not, maximize this. So we can have at least some minimal compensation back to the city. And so I think I'm suggesting if we're not maximizing the fees for this, because there may be other ones coming before anything is taken up by the state, that we be as aggressive on that point. Again, I'd like to say that this is not about opposing cellular activity, or it's all about proper location. Away from residential homes, protecting value and aesthetics. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alderman. Anyone else? Anyone else? Speak now, because here comes the hammer. Seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Questions from the commission to staff? Commissioner Fowler.
Mr. Rogers, how many cellular towers are there in the city of Franklin?
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers, you have cellular towers in Franklin at this time?
Question again?
How many U.S. cellular towers are in Franklin?
I'm not certain. I know we're on the Franklin Water Tower. We're in the Industrial Park. I think we have about five.
Five? Okay.
Probably address that better than I can. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure the number.
And some of them are their own towers, and some of them are on... Or someone else's towers, well, I'm assuming?
All of the major carriers, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, we all have master lease agreements. We can go on their towers there. And that's the first place we look. Co-location is much easier and much less expensive for us than to build a new tower.
So that has been explored?
We look.
You explored that, and you,
yes.
And staff's been made aware?
Staff
so that's part of that circle that the Alder person was talking about?
Correct.
Second question, I guess... considering that there is some, I don't like to tell neighbors what to do. I mean, I want people, my neighbors, telling me what I can do with my yard. However, in this case, it does have an impact. I would hope that the church could perhaps work with the neighbors. I know the staff has recommended a relocation of the tower if it can be done to a different location on the property. That would, if it had a fall zone, that would create no damage or safety to the other surrounding residents. From what the city attorneys told us, apparently even if there were health risks from these towers that could be proven, though I don't know if it could be, would that still, the state statute, not allow us to oppose this?
Mr. State Attorney.
law across the board preempts consideration, including the statute, but also Fed regs, from making that some basis for disapproval or some form of condition.
So that limits us in that vein as well?
Yes.
But again, I would think if the church could consider the location at a different position on the property. If it can't be done because of the soil quality, I do construction. I understand those issues can't exist on the property. But it would be nice if that could be moved, because it sounds like our hands are tied in this matter in many cases. So we're kind of looking for people to be good neighbors and try to discuss it. I understand that it was probably an agonizing decision that the church made, and I appreciate a lot that the church does for the city. I think a lot of the people in this room should remember that the church, this one action you may not like, but the church has done a lot of other good things for the community. So just keep that in mind. And I'm not a member of the church.
Commissioner Leone.
One other question for Mr. Rogers, and I don't believe it appeared anywhere in the packet, and I would ask if you could either answer the question or provide it, but a lot of the questions has been due with structural failures, so potential fall zone. Can you provide the number of structural failures that have occurred either on U.S. cellular towers or even industry-wide, whether it be due to negligence, extreme weather events, or accidents? Is that something that you can provide?
To my knowledge, I can't provide it, but to my knowledge, there has not been any structural failures on self-supports or monopole towers, only guided towers where people have terrorists or kids, for that matter, cut guy lines. This is not a guide tower. I might want to recall Katrina. Everybody remember Katrina? It was on TV, 724. New Orleans was flat, except for all the cell towers. You can see them all over New Orleans. There is no wind load on these cell towers. So the only way they could possibly fall down is if they were not structurally made properly, or the foundation was not engineered properly, or if lightning struck it. And lightning, typically, we have all the cell towers are well-grounded, and lightning goes straight into the ground. Now, as I addressed before, we will furnish not only the foundation requirements to the planning staff, but the fall zone. All these towers are constructed to break in the middle, so to speak. They don't just fall over. They have a break point, and all that will be furnished. Then, according to the mayor, he wants that before he issues the permit, and that I will get you, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alderman Dandrea.
This question is also for Mr. Rogers. You said you are objecting. You are objecting to one of the stipulations or our conditions. You said number 7. Joe and Nick, is that the landscape plan?
The number 7 that was being referred to was from the staff comments, which is referring to moving the tower further east towards the middle of the site.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, they're in complete agreeance to our fencing concerns as well as the landscape concerns or beautification?
I believe the applicant indicated that they were. I would note we did have a suggestion that the fence be a wood siteproof fence. Right now they're proposing a vinyl-coated chain link, so that would be something that would have to be added by the Plan Commission.
Okay, thanks.
Commissioner Fowler.
Would Mr. Rogers have an objection to that suggestion of a wood site fence?
No. Many times we have to, whatever the Plan Commission recommends, if it would be a cedar wood, raw wood, a fence is a fence. It's just a minor security for us.
And a last question. There was some talk about camouflage for the tower. Are you aware of any camouflage that's been done in this area that we might get a picture of to see what it might look like?
I don't think there's any that I'm aware of in Ozaukee, Waukesha, Milwaukee. In fact, the closest one I'm aware of is somewhere around Eau Claire, and that's a very low tower in a park.
Could you provide a picture of that to staff?
I don't have. That's,
I mean,
I heard
it's not one of your towers?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, as is our practice, we offer potential motions for approval. And again, this is not because we want to. This is because we have to. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to allow the installation of a 120-foot telecommunications tower monopole at Faith Presbyterian Church located at 3800 to 3830 West Rawson Avenue, bearing taxi 739-9997-01, with the additional conditions 1 and 2 from the staff report, which specifically are engineering certification, including fall zone, and structural analysis to be provided to the staff prior to approval. That means me signing it. And condition that the fencing shall be cedar slat fencing to be maintained in perpetuity.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on that motion. Commissioner Fowler.
Is this including, I mean, we have 1, 2, and 3, but I would like to also include, make sure conditions 4 through 12 are also included.
4 through 12 on which document?
On the report to the Plan Commission, special use.
They're in the...
If they're already included, I just want to be sure that they're included.
According to City Attorney, you got them.
Okay. And then I just would like to add a suggestion that, if possible, the church work with the neighbors on the relocation on the property with the cell tower.
Yeah, let's be clear. The Plan Commission would like that moved to the center of the property away from the neighbors. Plain and simple. It's not going to affect... Don't even get up and say that.
It's going to affect more people in the middle of the property than it is on the edge of the property.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This will be on the plan, the Common Council agenda for January 18th.
July.
July, excuse me. January? Sorry. July 18th. It's all done. Just tell you, I don't candy coat things much. Right, Kristen? Okay. Thank you very much, folks. We did take notes. All right, we'll move on to item 2. Who's here for the Mills Hotel Wyoming project? Dan and a lady back there. All right, if you two won't mind, I want to move to the school district one because that's what the rest of you are here for, I imagine, right? Middle school? Okay. So, with apologies to the Mills Hotel, we'll move to item... Public hearing item 3, Forest Park Middle School, new building and associated parking lot construction. Mr. Fuchs.